Yeah, although to be fair, the game went very similar to the Bristol game where we were in control of it, and so we're working out. There's nobody, got their head up with the clouds at the minute. We know we've got to put some wins together, and we've got to do the same with Cardiff this weekend.
You've spoken a lot during the run about sort of game management. Are you getting concerned about the way that you're starting games really well, sort of taking control and then letting teams back in?
No, not really. It's just a bit of man management on the field, just people understanding where they're at. Again, it was reminiscent of Bristol at weekend. We give the four penalties, which got them 3 points. It then got them 7 points. We've just got to eradicate that. Our general play was good. You know, we played well. We conceded a lazy try just before half time, but apart from that, I thought we should have won the game by 10, 15, 20 points.
Anglo Welsh this weekend. How do you view it as a competition? Are you looking to get to that last four, looking to progress?
Yeah, looking to win all games now till the end of the season.
And it's a chance of silver, isn't it? A couple of games, you're out, you're in a semi final. Is a trophy a day out for the fans? It's a sort of realistic prospect.
Yeah, I think it's prospect to get some continuity, and we'll be certainly putting a good side out on Friday.
And the last couple of games, it's been very good performances, but a lot of English lads as well. Is that going to be a continued theme?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, yeah.
And
sorry, go on then.
Just with everything, I guess it's all about momentum, because the amount of players that have come in and performed, are they going to get rewarded now, or is it right, well, because you performed, they might look to Newcastle?
The lads who played in the last couple of weeks have done a brilliant job, and we need lads to get, like Tuitupu, Leota, Solomona, McGuigan, they need game time, so we've got to give them a run, which isn't weakening the side any in my book. AJ and Phillips will continue at 9 and 10, and our consistency up front will stay the same, so the pack will be pretty much as it has been, one or two rests here, there and anywhere.
Do you view it a bit differently, Dimes, this year, given your league position?
Yeah.
If you were in a sixth position, you wouldn't have that need for momentum. But...
Yeah, but we definitely need momentum.
Yeah.
And we need to get winning at home on a regular basis, which has always stood us in good stead.
Yeah, and that's it's a cliche, but it's a habit that you need to get into.
Yeah. I mean, apart from Saracens in the Champions Cup, I think we've lost most of our games by about between 8 and 10, 12 points.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's the difference on one, not kicking our goals,
yeah.
Two, not managing the game out, and that's what we've been working on for the last couple of weeks. And yeah. The most pleasing thing about the weekend was we had a fantastic first half again. And then we just went in the doldrums for 25 minutes. But we finally closed the game out, which was refreshing and relieving.
You must be quite hard to keep a bit of perspective. When you are only losing games by that much, there's clearly not all that much wrong, presumably. But
yeah, I just don't think we've got on-field management right some of the time. And some of that's down to me with selection. You know, we've said we're going to back AJ McGinty, and he played really well at weekend.
Mm.
You know, so we'll see where he goes. We lose him for one game to America, as in against Quinns, but he'll be back for Falcons. So, you know, if he puts another good performance in, then we'll probably have our strongest team out against Newcastle, you know, injury permitting.
How much good do you think that game did for AJ? Because obviously he struggled a bit with injuries first half of the season, and just the fact that he actually won the game for you in the end, do you think he needed that?
Yeah, he did need it, and I think the team needed it as well, and he was brilliant. He was calm, he composed, and he kicked really well. The two kicks he missed were, you know, out in the 5 metre channel, so they're always difficult, but I thought he played well. He was our top tackler. He attempted to make three or four breaks and nearly got the offload, so he had an all-round really good game.
You said you wanted to sort of recruit a top-class kicker, but do you still have that belief then that AJ can be that top-class kicker? You don't potentially need another one?
No, I still think we need another 10 who is top draw, if I'm honest, to progress through these leagues and the competitions that we're in.
you said as well, you said you're quite far down the line with a couple of signings. Any further update on them?
No, not at the minute. There's two or three I'll have decisions on this week. And we're still trying to negotiate with Ford's agent, but it's down to Bath that now, I think. That's out of our hands. So if Bath don't release him, then we'll be looking elsewhere.
So would you expect them, perhaps not in time for Friday, but in time for the Harlequins game?
Oh, I don't know about that. I think it won't happen that quickly.
Are the two or three for this season or next?
Nobody for this season. Next season.
Is that going to wear you? Because I know you were on about...
Yeah, I was, but I think we've got enough quality here if we can get some momentum to get comfortable in the league.
Can you say anything about... Obviously, Tom asked what happened after we spoke to you last week. Is there anything you can say on that? Is there kind of the club's confident everything...
No, he's put to bed by us. End of story. I think enough was said last week and we've indicated what we did.